The Battleford's North Stars and Humboldt Broncos are off to strong starts this Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League season. Following the second weekend of play, those two squads as well as the Yorkton Terriers have undefeated records. The North Stars and Yorkton Terriers were 4-0-0-0 records while Humboldt was 3-0-0-0. The SJHL showcase started Sunday in Warman. The event features all 12 of the league's teams playing two games in front of scouts from various higher levels of hockey. It is a nice place, a nice rink. You get to see all the teams play. Get to see how they are early in the season, said Notre Dame Hounds captain Jared Sitch, who has committed to play at NCAA Division I Marichurst University in Erie, Penn. Battleford's North Stars, 4-0-0-0. This week the North Stars wrapped up three-game homestand with a perfect 3-0 record. They romped past Notre Dame, 6-1, and beat Melville, 6-3. Against Notre Dame, Battleford scored three times on six powerplay opportunities on September 21. Stephen Kesslering netted a hat trick and posted 4 points. Captain Jake Southgate scored twice while Keaton Klein had the North Stars' other goal. Goalie Josh Kotai stopped all but one of the 41 shots he faced. On September 23, the Melville Millionaires led 2-1 early in the third period. Then the North Stars got rolling. They reeled off four straight goals and outscored Melville, 5-2, for the period. Six different players lit the lamp for Battleford's: Tynan Ewart, Jordan Grill, Southgate, Klein, Kesslering, and Colby Bear. Kotai made 26 saves. At the showcase, the North Stars play Weyburn on Tuesday and Melfort on Wednesday. The club heads to Melfort on Friday to play the Mustangs again. Humboldt Broncos, 3-0-0-0. The Broncos earned two victories over Melfort last week. On Saturday, Ethan Zielk scored the overtime winner for a 3-2 victory at home. Humboldt had led 1-0 at the intermissions. Jace Benvey and Captain Noah Barlage, a defenseman, had the Broncos' other goals. Tristan Bolo had 19 saves for Humboldt. A four-goal first period helped the Broncos gallop to a 7-4 road victory Friday in Melfort. The Broncos were up 4-2 and 5-3 at the intermissions. With 30 saves, Bolo earned his third straight SJHL victory. Seven different players lit the lamp for Humboldt. Samuel Marburg, Dalen Weigel, Zielk, Alex Oretzky, Cage Nguyens, Benvey, and Ben Kotelak. Nguyens' goal came on a penalty shot. The Broncos' slate at the showcase includes LaRange on Monday and Estevan on Tuesday. The team heads to LaRange for games on Friday and Saturday. The Broncos wrap up a busy week in Flin Flon on Sunday. Melfort Mustangs, 1-2-1-0. The Mustangs lost twice last week to the Broncos in an SJHL horse race. Last Saturday, the Mustangs trailed 1-0 at the intermissions in Humboldt. Third-period goals by Riley Ash and Leith Olofsson, on a power play, sandwiched around a Broncos marker allowed Melfort to force overtime. Humboldt won 3-2. Joel Favreau made 24 saves for Melfort. The Mustangs trailed 4-2 after the first period and 5-3 following the second Friday on the way to a 7-4 loss at home. Leighton Holoyan, Dawson LaRue, Olofsson, and Wyatt Day had the Mustangs' goals. Favreau started and made 6 saves on 10 shots. Jackson Fellner stopped 13 of 16 shots in relief. In the showcase, Melfort plays Notre Dame on Tuesday and Battleford's on Wednesday. On Friday, the North Stars visit the Northern Lights Palace while the Notre Dame Hounds are there Saturday. Nipawin Hawks, 2-3-0-0, a three-goal outburst in the third period lifted the Nipawin Hawks to the 6-3 home victory over Estevan on Wednesday. The contest had been knotted at 3-3 heading into the final frame. Bryden Kiesman led the Hawks with a hat-trick. Also scoring for the squad were Maguire Ratzliff, Xavier Francois Bedard, and Joel Mabin. Nolan McDowell's 23 saves helped the Hawks to the win. On Tuesday, it was the Bruins who were victorious in a 4-1 contest in Estevan. Ratzliff had Nipawin's goal. Reed Lalonde made 24 saves for the Hawks. The Nipawin squad fell in its first game of the showcase 3-0 to Yorkton. The Hawks conclude their time at the showcase with a game against Estevan on Wednesday. Nipawin hosts the Notre Dame Hounds on Friday. On Saturday, the team is in Flin Flon. LaRange Ice Wolves, 3-1-0-0. Dylan Handel and Ethan Strick each scored in the shootout on Friday as the Ice Wolves earned a 2-1 win on the road over the Flin Flon Bombers. Dawson Smith stopped 42 of the 43 shots he faced in regulation and overtime. He did not allow a goal in the shootout. Handel scored LaRange's goal in regulation. In its first contest at the showcase, LaRange beat Kindersley, 4-1. The Ice Wolves led 2-1 and 3-1 at the intermissions. Captain Jerome Walker led LaRone with 2 goals. Strick and Hunter Bergeson also scored for the Ice Wolves. The Ice Wolves' second showcase game is Monday against Humboldt. The club opens a 4-game homestand on Friday. The Broncos are in town Friday and Saturday. Kindersley Clippers, 0-3-0-2, on Saturday at home. Tylan Hilbig scored late in regulation on a power play to force overtime and guarantee the Clippers a point in the standings. The contest went to a shootout. Melville scored twice and the Clippers were unable to find the back of the net. The Millionaires came away with a 4-3 win. Hilbig had 2 goals for Kindersley while Spencer Poplawski netted 1. Clippers goalie Logan Falk made 27 saves. It was the Clippers' second straight shootout loss. They fell 5-4 on the road to Notre Dame last Tuesday. Aiden Bangs lit the lamp in the shootout, but the Hounds had 2 goals. In regulation, Ethan Hilbig scored 2 second-period goals while Cash Arntzen and Liam Bell had third-period markers. Colton Phillips-Watts recorded 19 saves. On Sunday, the Clippers fell 4-1 to LaRange in its showcase opener. Kindersley plays Yorkton Monday at the showcase. The team plays in Flin Flon on Friday and Saturday. Melville Millionaires, 1-2-0-0. The Melville Millionaires picked up their first victory of the season with a 4-3 shootout victory over the Kindersley Clippers on the road on Saturday. Noah Wills and Peyton Kostishin both scored in the shootout to lift the Millionaires to the win. Melville netminder Kelton Pine did Notello a shootout goal and made 32 saves. Scoring in regulation for the Millionaires were Wills, Boston Harkness, and Louis Frederick Theberge. The Millionaires fell 6-3 Friday on the road to Battlefords. Captain Zach Kane, Noah Wills, and Ashton Boschman had Melville's goals. Jared Thompson made 34 saves for the club. At the Legends Center in Warman, Melville tangles with Notre Dame on Monday and Flin Flon on Tuesday. The Millionaires are in Weyburn on Saturday. Notre Dame Hounds, 1-2-0-0, on September 20, the Hounds earned their first win of the season in dramatic fashion. Will Dawson and Sitch both scored in the shootout to list the team to a 5-4 victory. Aiden Bangs had Kindersley's lone shootout goal. On the road, Notre Dame led 1-0 after the first period. Kindersley was up 2-1 at the second intermission. Scoring for the Hounds in regulation were Sitch, 2, Dawson, and Sam Kroon. Tucker Inabinnett backstopped the Hounds with 32 saves. Against Battlefords on September 21, the Notre Dame squad fell 6-1 on the road. Ryland Wegging scored the Hounds' goal. Inabinnett made 26 saves. In Warman this week, the Hounds take on Melville on Monday. They play Melfort on Tuesday. The Hounds head to Nipawin on Friday and Melfort on Saturday.